And soup usually comes in what kind of a can?
Soup.
Mm-hmm. You know, if you buy
in a metal can.
Okay, or what kind of metal is it usually?
I would say it's not galvanized. It's aluminum.
Okay, and back when you used to have a pump or a well, did they keep something hanging out there to drink out of?
A dipper.
Okay, and what was that made out of usually?
Well, some I have seen it made out of some type of gourd.
Yeah, what kind of metal were they?
And I see it made out of aluminum, uh-huh. Mostly.
Okay. Or if somebody has say something that they what about a roof that kind that before it was galvanized maybe it was not as good a metal, that's just a what kind of a roof?
Well, be some refer back to a shingle roof, wooden roof.
Yeah, if it were made of metal, though.
It would be galvanized.
Okay. Yeah. And is there another kind besides galvanized? That's just a...
It would be, no, I don't think, unless it be aluminum or galvanized.
Okay. And you told me once that I asked you the same question. No, a dime is worth... How much?
A dime is worth a dime.
Is worth in cents, though. It's worth how many?
10 cents.
How's that?
10 cents.
And do you use that word to describe a roof ever? That's not a galvanized roof. That's a...
Tin roof.
What's the difference between a tin roof and a galvanized roof? Or is it the same?
A metal.
It's a different metal?
I don't think so. Let it have to go into it would have to go into aluminum roofs, different than aluminum, and really galvanized, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you go out into the in the wintertime, you usually have to put on a
overcoat. Jacket.
And if somebody has a jacket and their buttons are real fancy, you might say that coat really has fancy buttons. Mm-hmm.
In the front.
Okay. And sometimes between your coat and a shirt, you wear a
vest.
And they're kind of stylish again.
You come back, yes.
Uh-huh. And the suit generally contains a coat and a vest
the
and
a trousers.
And what about that kind of clothes that the men used to always wear on the farm to work in? They had a bib up here.
Overhauls.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They don't wear them so much anymore, huh?
Not too much the bib
Jeans the
jeans,
kids wear, don't
they? That's right.
Okay. And if you're talking about somebody that's gained weight, mm-hmm. and you say, well, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it...
Mm-hmm. It snugged up.
Okay. It doesn't fit now. Mm-hmm. Last year it...
It's got too little.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But you want to say that talking about the fit,
mm-hmm.
you'd say it won't fit now. Last year, but last year it.
Mm-hmm. You got too stout this year.
Uh-huh. And if you were talking about something that when you tried it on last week, you'd say, "Well, I just tried it on last week, mm-hmm. and it what
done
perfectly."
Right.
Put a word in front of perfectly. It
perfectly fits.
Okay, mm-hmm. And last week it...
It didn't fit.
Okay, or you might say, yes, it did.
It fit.
It what?
It did fit. Yes.
Okay, or it...
Fits perfect.
Okay.